there's no question that President Ford saw, oh, I would guess, 3-4 times as many decision papers, decision action papers as Nixon did. And I think that was a response to his being unwilling to delegate to the White House mechanism, as Herb pointed out, the referee or command authority. And I think President Ford did not want to do that. I think that's one of the reasons that you had a better feeling in the cabinet and in the various offices of the White House about him and about how the decisions were going, is because he was involved with them. But I think, and we did have a better feeling. There's no question that morale was better. There's no question that people in the administration liked the guy better and wanted to work for him more. But I think we have to point out the cost of that. And I remember once Dick and I sitting in Dick's office talking about, are we really dealing with the major questions that are facing the United States, or are we dealing with the short-term questions that are being forced upon us, and why can't we get enough time to deal with the long-range questions? And the cost to President Ford to ameliorate the White House imperialism, if you will, was to spend all of his time on these shorter-term questions, and at a cost of being able to get into some longer-term ones.